Ladies and welcome to the Dabblers. Well, I'm Q. Today I'm riding solo, sort of. In the context of the show, I'm riding solo, but in the context of riding solo, I'm not, because I have a good friend and Zoe, you know. So we're gonna be talking The Last of Us in its entire, the game's impact, etc. So yeah, Zoe, well, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm quite excited to talk about the best game and series to literally exist in my life. So I'm excited. Thank you.
Right, like every system. Pedro, I mean, right now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, so I got us like a bunch of talking points to help guide us through this because of how huge it is, you know.
Yeah,
For
huge
people
subject.
that actually listen to the show,
Yeah.
right? For people that listen to the show, we Dave and I, which was just my friend and co-host, the Shogun as he goes here. We did an episode a few ago when it was still like 2 years ago, and it was still speculation. And it was like, will Pedro be in it? Will Bella Ramsey be in it? And basically try to dissect how it was at that point. So when it got announced for you, what were your initial thoughts?
And I was really terrified. I was terrified that it was going to be a flop. Like, I don't know if you remember The Walking Dead was really a game as well. And it was a comic book. It was a comic book as well. And I was worried that The Last of Us would have been the biggest flop ever. Like, could have screwed it up and everything. But they didn't. So I wasn't very sure Pedro Pascal was like, because I'd watched Game of Thrones, familiar with him until they'd like released information of who's going to be the casting and everything. And I was like, okay, I have faith. And I had a friend that's also really a huge fan of The Last of Us. And like, he kept telling me about the cast and everything and how good it's going to be. So in the beginning, I was worried, but I started becoming more confident watching, like, listen, not listening, but like looking for more information about it and just hoping for the best, to be honest. I didn't dissect it too much like you guys did.
Yeah, we went in depth because followed it. I think I remember we followed it almost literally breath. It was like Bella Ramsey's been announced. We're like, ooh, and I gotta say, I think your thoughts basically echo what every person that watched The Last of Us,
Yeah.
that played that game definitely more than once, felt.
Yeah.
And the timing, it's almost right after the second game when it got announced.
Oh, yeah. It was still an
Yeah.
early speaking about it and everything. I think what also doubted a lot of us gamers as well, like Die Hard for us, was that everyone was doubting on Bella Ramsey. More Bella Ramsey because of the character. She doesn't look too much like Ellie. People was not happy about it, and they were saying, "No,
That's true. That's true.
yeah." People were saying that more Elliot Page should be, or is it Elliot Page now? I can't remember their actual name now.
I think it is Elliot now. It was I can't remember what the name was before, but it is Elliot
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. And did you see that he actually is like suing HBO or like the creators of Last of Us because they took the book of Eliot and put it in the game without permission.
That's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a little thing now.
Jeez, that is that's wild. I'm not even sure how to process.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's pretty a lot of information to take in at the moment.
Oh my goodness. But okay. Wow. How that goes for her.
Him. Remember, it's him. It's him now.
Oh, speaking of him. Yeah. Him now.
Yes, him now. Yeah.
Apologies for that. I wonder how that goes for him, because in the context of HBO and Naughty Dog and all that, a lot of them getting sued up recently, and did one of the co-creators of the game and not getting. One of the co-creators.
Yes. I remember seeing that. I was shook when I saw that. I was like, and apparently they didn't take a really big role in it, but they're insanely upset about not getting any credit at all.
I mean, which is a little crazy if you think of it in the sense that before the show's, you know, undeniable and how it blew up literally from everyone.
Yeah.
If any of this happened, it would have happened if the game was a flop.
Yeah.
It's a flop.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's shocking.
But hey. And it's fucked up, but one of the things that we already talked about was the casting of Pedro. And then the way the show started to drop when the filming actually started, it one of my favorite and frustrating things about it, the fact that they didn't release a lot of anything, images of what a clicker would
look. yeah
they keep everything in the even when the watching, you didn't really get to see a lot of things, even the trailers. So it was very because
it was I think it was a good thing, because then you're like, you're excited to see what you expected, like you're gonna see something that you're like, oh shit, amazing, or it's gonna make me feel really upset. So I think it was really cool. But also the nice thing about that, or the weird thing about that, is I actually saw a few behind the scenes kind of things. So I have this like group on Facebook, the Last of Us group, and it's Spanish group, if I'm not wrong. And they released a whole lot of like behind the scene photos of fans that would take it from where they were sitting in the building, because you know, it was in real life cities and everything like that. So people would take sneaky photos. Yeah. And I just saw these things, and the one image I remember so well was the bridge image, where the whole lot of cars are there and abandoned and everything. I'm like, that's insane. Or when they're in the city, it was just in the beginning with Ellie and Joel. They were in the street, they were in the car, kind of that whole scene with the crashes, because the is the fireflies. It is the fireflies.
No, it was.
It was just the.
It isn't.
Yeah, in the street, yeah, and there was like of that, and I was like, oh, I hope I'm like one of the only people seeing this, but there's like thousands of people in that group, so I felt really special, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds cool, because a lot of those I didn't really get to see. I feel like. I think I saw about three images, which is the image of Joel and Ellie looking at the crashed plane in the distance, and then the bridge picture I also saw, and then I saw very early pictures of the sets getting built of like one. I think the set that I saw getting built was of the Boston QZ. It's really interesting to see that. And man, I say in terms of environments, I think someone told me a friend of yours said it's like they took aspects from the game and just like downloaded it into real life. And that's how it
Oh, they
feels.
definitely do. They definitely. It feels like they did a magnificent job with a lot of the things in it. Oh my word. I could ramble about it so many times. I could like I don't know if you okay, I'm jumping the gun of I don't know if you've noticed in episode 7, right? With Left Behind, with Ellie and Riley. Did you notice that Ellie was shaking her flashlight? So apparently it's the actual mechanism that we had in the game, which it's these subtle little hints that they keep putting in that makes the best, like the most out of it. And I think that's what I appreciate about the series so much, is that it's these small things. It's not things that I'm seeing.
Literally, which is so cool because I mean, from perspective of a filmmaker, if you're a fan of something, you plan to put all these nuances, and they've given us so many. I mean, you the flashlight shaking, and there's also it's from Joel, right? You. These throughout the entire game, the first and the second one, Joel always had these moments where starting to care for Ellie, and then he sort of shakes it off. The fact that you can sort of see that in the series as well. I see
The character developments and everything, it's insane. It's literally insane. And like the healing, when they heal or like heal up and everything like that, like it's so insane that they're actually doing this. Like I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Another thing that I hear was a difference between the infect show. I think we sort of talked about this at some point,
Yeah, we did.
but we're gonna get a little bit in depth. I mean, I remember when I bought The Last of Us game, and I wasn't convinced. Like the first time I bought, and going up to the BT Games guy and asking him, "Hey man, is this game really worth it?" And the person was like, "Yeah, no, just try it. Just try it for the weirdest line in my life." Until I played the game and I was like, "Call these zombies." Actually,
Were you
so
was you
how
also
did
like were you also like shaking when you encountered the infected? Like I was sweating
I
every
mean
time I had it. I was sweating.
right especially when they get a grab on you and you have to you're like, oh my God, I'm actually dying.
Literally.
So I mean in terms of the difference between the infected and the infected in the show, like differences for you apart from them being a high essence, what's like the biggest.
I really don't remember being that quick in the game. I don't know if this is just me not remembering so well, but I don't remember them being so quick. Like in the series, they are extremely fast. They like remind me of World War Z kind of infected. So that terrifies me deeply.
I mean, I guess I guess I guess in the biggest difference in terms of them being fast is like in the game, you never really got to see the approach. You only saw them literally just like burst through a door or something, just brah, and then you're like, okay, fighting now. So you get to see them like approach from a really, like, oh shit, they're fucked right now, aren't they? A perfect reference of this would be episode.
Yes, it was. Were they in that like museum place kind of? With a clicker. Yeah.
Man. That's, you know, it's. Well, I mean, we have to talk. Right? Like, when I found out that they used a bodysuit, not like it wasn't
about
CGI.
About the bloater. Oh, yeah.
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 That blew.
That is an insane, like, costume I've ever seen. Like, the whole bodysuit and everything, and how big it is as well. I don't know how big it is. I can't tell you the number of it, but I remember it being, like, extremely huge. And apparently it was really heavy for the actor as well. But, like, they put it on spot on, though. I was surprised the bloater wasn't throwing stuff yet, but it was insane.
No, it was pretty crazy because I mean you're the one thing I forgot to mention is that you're actually like a professional makeup artist, right? And
yes.
from the perspective of a person that knows the amount of time it takes, can gauge the amount of time it would take to put that on, right?
Yeah.
I mean the dedication, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of dedication, and it's a lot of, like, it's a beautiful amount of art. That's why I loved it so much. Posting on Instagram and being like, this is insanely good. Like, if you have this talent, you are a perfectionist. Like, this is so good. I can't even, like, I get so excited thinking about it, and I can imagine it in my head as well. But the amount of hours it must have taken must have been crazy. I remember, I don't know if you watched Stranger Things, but with Vecna, he said it took about 8 hours for him to put that whole suit on. How long it took for the bloater to be made.
Jeez. Yeah, and crazy thing is Vecna was, there was a lot of Vecna scenes. So imagine you're doing that every day, 8 hours a day.
Exactly.
Crazy. No, but like so worth it. So worth it.
Definitely.
From both and Into things.
Yeah.
One curious change, probably one of the changes that one of the really changes that have been out there so far I'm gonna jump back. There's an episode about that, but that one in making deaf, right?
Yeah.
That for me was very
that put a touching thing into it, eh? So I don't know if you know that the actor is actually deaf.
Yes, so yes, he is.
He was terrified of actually doing the scenes with the infected. But he said he had so much fun, though.
For him, I actually can't. Let me take that back. That's a bad. How it would be for him to be in a scene like that, where you're just seeing all these infected, the actors, of course, can't.
Yeah.
Which can't hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
That adds a
no,
whole different.
No, it must have been overwhelming. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that would have been really overwhelming. But I want to touch on something very curious that you said that it added like a different touching factor to it.
It did.
And I think that that particular thing got brought across a lot in how Sam and Ellie interacted.
Right? Yeah, it did. It definitely did. I think.
I mean, I don't know I if you.
Yeah.
No, you can go. You can go.
No, you were speaking first. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm curious to hear what you say.
What I was gonna say is the particular scene that stuck in my head is when is when they were reading the comic in like that boardroom thing while Joel
Yes.
and Sam were figuring out what to do, and you could I completely forgot that Joel the picture because
Yeah.
and I mean Joel and how could I forget the other dude's name? Wow, okay.
Henry.
Sam's older brother, Henry.
Henry.
And Henry. So bad for the guy who played in France. But anyway. So literally in the front of the picture and Sam and Ellie in the background, but you forget about Joel and Henry and you focus more on Ellie because like they think that Ellie's is trying to give as much description of the car. That for
Yeah.
me, you know. But yeah.
No, I think it was
You were
okay.
saying.
Do you didn't they in the game, she stole a toy from Sam, right? Because Henry said, "No, you're not allowed to steal anything we don't steal. Take what's not ours." And in the series,
Yeah.
it was the comic book, right? Because they share that same thing about the comic book. That's pretty cool. No, I find that I felt like Sam being deaf touched a lot because, like you said, also, we don't really concentrate when they're in that playroom, and we don't concentrate on Joel and Henry. We really concentrate on Sam because we're like, that's an amazing bond right there. Eddie is trying to make the best out of it and like try and help Sam calm down a lot more of the like how ter like terrifying their adventures are going at the moment. And it was really a cute bonding moment. Also when they were in the room as well and they're like reading the comic together. And you know, Ellie's like making the sounds and she's doing the actions as well, just to make Sam feel better. But oh, it was so touching though when like you can see on Sam's face, he's like, I've got to tell you something. I don't think you're gonna be happy about it. Also, the way that they communicated as well, that was cool. That was cool. With
It
the
was really
board
well done. It was
thingy.
really,
Very well thought.
yeah. I was going to bring that up because how cool that was—the fact that I actually didn't know that they made got that what that tool is actually called—the thing where you can write and erase. I didn't know they made like a page version where you like flip the page up, it erases, put it
Yeah,
down, you write again.
when I saw that, I was like, I want to do that. I want to try and make my own because that looks so fun.
It looks so freaking fun. But you know the communication style is also really great. And also
Yeah.
a long game nuance thing that the show creators did that I find really
Yeah.
cool is that the panic that you see on Ellie's face about her potentially about her losing someone her age when you find out that Sam is infected is sort of like brought full circle. When you see that same, like when you see why she has that panic from episode 7 in Left Behind, and
Yeah.
her understanding that, man, I'm about to lose another person again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, yeah.
So I just I earlier today I was like, you know, I haven't looked at interesting facts about The Last of Us in a while. And there's something that I just remembered, and I know we're talking about Sam and Henry and everything, but I just found out something insanely shocking, and it's about Tess. So apparently, Tess originally, before they changed the story and everything, Tess was supposed to be the biggest enemy that Joel, what's it? He betrayed Tess, and there was a point where Tess and Joel were gonna have a fight, and Ellie was going to have to kill Tess. But then they changed it up because they didn't want it to be a mainstream kind of movie type of thing.
That would have been dark, but it would have made a
Yeah.
lot of people very unhappy because
Yeah.
it could considering you know the crazy thing about Tess is like you know she lost like a very small amount of time in the first game, but like
Yeah.
she's so revered as a character.
Yeah.
So Because so changing that would have changed so much about the story, because a lot of the story at the start of the first game and indeed the first season, is because Joel is going on because Tess asked him to. So interesting. That would have been interesting. But yeah. they might they could try and write that down, and we can accept it in like Elseworlds type of feel.
In a different dimension, a different
Definitely.
dimension would be great.
Definitely. So, since we're now on Tess, an interesting bit of trivia that a lot of people don't know is, in the context of Bill and Frank, right? Frank was never really like an alive character. We are aware that Frank is there, but Frank didn't live long enough for us to see him in the game. And Bill was a lot crazier in the game, to be honest.
Yeah, he was
So
a he, I did not like Bull. I'm gonna be very honest. I did not like Bull in the game. I did not like him. Encountering him was just frustrated me so much. Because he was so rude to Ellie, and I was like, what is your problem? Seriously.
right, the whole time. But
Don't understand.
and but the one thing I can appreciate about the Bill from the series is a lot more of a person,
Yeah, he
and
is. A lot more emotion in it as well.
lot more emotion there. This is the bit where we dive into I suppose the controversy from other people's perspective, that is, surrounding episode, was it episode three? Yeah. And people, I don't understand why people weren't happy with, well, I suppose from the perspective of people that never played the game, you can sort of grasp why they wouldn't have expected Bill to have been a queer character, right? But for us gamers, it's different, because when you walk into Bill's town, before you meet Bill, you encounter a lot of Bill and letters back and
Yeah,
forth to each other, and you,
yes, you do.
yeah,
You kind of get
and you,
a feeling, yeah.
yeah, you. But by the time you're out of Bill's town, you know what Bill and Frank were to each other.
Yeah, especially with the
So.
magazine Ellie holds in her hands as well. We get it. We get it.
So when the show rolls around and you see this beautiful, relationship between Bill and Frank, unfold, where it starts from where they meet like all those years ago, and then you get to the current timeline of the show itself. I didn't expect them to do it the way they did it in terms of death, right? I didn't think, whoa. Okay, you're gonna give him cancer in the apocalypse?
That
Wow.
was insane. That was insane. I really, I don't know about you, but I was crying so much because that whole episode touched me deeply. I don't know what it was about it, but they brought so much like emotion into it. And the way that Bill and Frank like had a little argument and then they were like, no, they were just like fighting for it and everything. And they just, I don't know, that whole thing just made me cry. And in the first final moments with Bill and Frank, where he's like taking Frank all over the town in a wheelchair and he's like giving him his best day of his life. And it's just the way that like Ellie and Joel came into that home and everything, how it was left, it just, oh, it gave me the like goosebumps. I was like, whoa, is walking on a minefield. It's
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
oh, it
And
was.
I'll keep going. I think one of the most beautiful things is the development of Bill as a character, because when we meet him, was it first 10 minutes of that episode or something, we just see him like just living a life, right? He's surviving, of course. He's got all of this going on, but doesn't really have a lot of anything else. So, right. So when he meets, beautiful, you know, blooming
relationship.
of a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and him not
Yeah.
really having a reason to live and a reason to something to protect, and then him at the end of the episode coming to the realization that, oh shit, if when this person kicks it right now with this with the death by suicide, they'll go back, there'll be nothing for me. And him not being able to accept going back to having nothing, having known what it's like to have everything, and just deciding, you know, I'm just gonna go with him. That was beautiful. It
Yeah,
was
that was
dark,
beautiful.
yes, but it was beautiful.
It was literally that I would ride or die with you, kind of corny as I say it, but it's literally what it was. He would die for Frank, and I think that was a very touching moment, honestly. 10 out of 10 with that episode for sure for me.
Sure, and it also felt like a mini side adventure, really, because I mean, we got to see Joel and Ellie like in the last 5 minutes. The whole time it was just like adventure thing. Yeah, beautiful man. But also, I
100%.
also to all the people that hated that episode, they can, I don't know, they can move to like,
That's
I
so
don't know,
odd.
to
You know what? I
people.
didn't even know people disliked that episode. I've only been seeing good things about the episode and really made me happy. But this is the first time I'm hearing that people didn't like it. Did like people tell you that they didn't enjoy it, or did you see negative like feedback about it?
It was the homophobes being homophobic. The episode itself is beautiful. It's people going on about the whole aspect of it. I mean, I'll go as far as saying even at my house itself, when we were watching that episode, the people that I watched it with,
We're very
they
against it.
openly came out with being in the comments that they made.
Oh no.
But probably side by side with Left Behind in terms of just this whimsical look at life, there, those two just sit there with, you know. But yeah.
Well, I just have I just want to say best of luck to them, because I'm the show, the game also, yeah, you know
Ooh.
what? Good luck. Good luck.
On this episode, we're gonna talk a lot of we're gonna talk basically a lot of Last of Us once. We're not gonna touch nothing Last of Us
No, can we not? Can we not? Don't want to
two.
spoil stuff.
There is so much, but in terms of the town. That Tommy and Maria build more or less. Interesting thing for me is I didn't think they were gonna.
So it wasn't me that was like, don't we only see this at the end of the game? I was
Yeah,
very confused there. I was very confused. I was like, huh?
And the more confusing thing is the amount of detailing of the town. We don't get to see that much in the first
No, we
game
don't.
portion, but the one you only get to see in part two. So that for me was I have to know what the decision around. Yeah.
Did you see the okay, I know we said we're not touching The Last of Us 2, but I just got to point this out because it was in the series. Did you see that there was apparently a first glimpse of Dina?
Oh,
Yeah.
that's interesting.
So
That's
in that
interesting.
episode, they're eating and Ellie looks at this one
The
girl.
kid was fine.
And she's like, what do you want? Or like back off or something like that. And that was apparently supposed to be Dina and Ellie's first interaction, basically.
That No, I didn't think of it until you mentioned that was such a troll.
You were just like, who is this person just spying on them? Like, what are you doing?
Right. Wow, okay. No, that's yeah,
Yeah,
we're not gonna mention we're
it's.
not going to explain who Dina is. You're just gonna be stuck with the name
No.
Dina if
Yeah.
you want to keep.
Yeah. Now you're just gonna have to be curious for the rest of your time.
Right, unless you use Google, which don't, but you know. No, that's real interesting. I didn't think of it like that before. And wow, okay. And also the change in having Maria be pregnant with Tommy's kid.
That was
What?
wild.
That also
I
presents
was
such a
like,
really interesting
whoa. No, very weird.
wow. But such a really interesting thread for season two as well, because
Yeah.
that kind of gives Tommy a different edge in terms of what he's gonna have to do in season two, but let's keep it
Yeah.
pushing.
Ooh. Oof. We continue on the first one. Like example, this is one of my favorite things at the moment is so do you remember in the game we encountered a lot of Easter eggs with Uncharted and Jack and Dexter or De Daxter? Dexter, I can't remember. Yeah. And in episode 7, I was gonna say 8, and I was like, I haven't seen 8. What am I talking about? In episode 7, what there was a game in Left Behind that they played that was very similar to what's it, Mortal Kombat. And the fun part about in the game was that Ellie had to imagine playing the game because none of the machines really were working. So they couldn't play games, they had to imagine it. And you literally with Ellie imagining it while Riley is speaking, and you're playing the game like in her imagination. So that was so cool to do.
That was really interesting. That was probably one of my most favorite parts of the game. And
Yeah.
I gotta say this might rub people the wrong way or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm kind of that they went with the cop out of having Mortal Kombat 2 being the which is great because I mean they actually got the licensing to use Mortal Kombat
Yeah.
in the series. But I would have loved for them to have recreate that moment for the
Their
show.
own version. Oh yeah, that would have been cool. Oh, you know, it's I don't know if it was just you or I just remembered this, and I keep telling everyone about this, but they like, why? You've played the game. You shouldn't be. So I was on edge that whole episode 7 because I knew it was gonna happen at the end. And I remember it being a lot of infected like coming into their room or into the place that they were stuck in, not just one infected. But I was literally on edge, so scared constantly because like they're walking down and it's just completely quiet. No, not now. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I just got so scared. I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Because the I don't know if I'm right about this, but if, I think my memory is serving me correctly. But some sections of that mall are not lit up. Like you mentioned with the arcade, I don't think the arcade
Yeah.
had lights, which
No, it didn't.
would have added better to the nervousness edge. And also
Yeah.
you got to eventually get to Riley.
Yeah.
But no, it's so satisfying to watch some well I feel like we've gotten used to getting subpar adaptations with the Uncharted movie being the latest in that. The Uncharted movie was so subpar, but well, at least it's better than Assassin's Creed, you know.
Are you a hater of Assassin's Creed? Or not a huge
Didn't, there
fan?
were aspects I didn't like about it. I'm not a, I wasn't a huge fan of the I enjoyed the game stuff to a point. Black Flag was the last Assassin's Creed game I actually enjoyed. But the movie was like, are we sure about this? Is
What
it
is
okay?
going on that games are being turned into movies? Like, have you seen Five Nights at Freddy's is becoming a movie? Dead by Daylight is becoming a movie. I'm so confused. Are people like losing content to create and everything? Like, what's happening? What is
I'm
actually
like
happening?
this now that we're trying to ruin.
Like, why?
If
Why are you doing this?
if I Last of Us was enough, and Sony noticed the anticipation for it, they quickly also announced Ghost of Tsushima and being adapted.
Oh my gosh.
And
Oh, okay.
Tsushima is allegedly literally right after like, had its time and whatnot. You
Yeah.
know, is I think, I don't know if they're filming it or if they set a date for filming, but it's definitely happening.
Okay, well, that's another game that I need to actually start playing because it looks so good. And I remember when it first came out, I was like, no, I need to get my hands on that game.
It's so good. It is such a game. It's one of those games where you don't play anything else. Like when I was playing Ragnarok, I wasn't touching anything else.
I remember that. Well.
I still have such a hectic hangover from Ragnarok that I can't find myself. I can't bring myself to enjoy Death Stranding. Like,
Oh
play this game.
no. Oh, so you're stuck in that phase where you're like, you really enjoyed it, and now there's nothing better than that game. Like, you have to find something similar, but you're just not finding anything similar to it. Like, it's just, yeah. No, that's the worst feeling.
The worst. But anyway, okay, so to round this off, to round this episode before we go through off the rails too much. By the way, going off the rails is the DNA of this show. Like you can listen to any episode, we go off the rails. So it's nothing new. In terms of what you left, in terms of material that they can use that's left in the first game, they've sort of introduced new characters and whatnot into the series. What are you looking forward most to seeing, like top three moments left in the in the first game's material that you hope they get to do, want to see, and
Okay.
how you think working around it to introduce The Last of Us 2.
Oh yeah, you're right. You see, so the second question, I'll get to the first question, but second question, I don't know like how they're gonna round it off because we've already, like we say, we've already got into the town that was supposed to be in the end and was supposed to be when Joel and his brother like literally reunite. So I don't know what we're gonna expect in the last episode and in the last few minutes, like what's going on. But I do know that I am like not terrified. I'm excited to see how next episode is gonna go, especially since in the game we played on our own with Ellie. And that was our first time ever that we got to play with Ellie and like she had to go and look for supplies and stuff for Joel. And I think I'm excited for, I wonder if they're gonna do a hunting thing like she did with the bunny.
Yeah, that
I
was
think
fun.
they will, but I'm worried about the encounter with what is his name? D is it Dean? No, it's not Dean. What is his name?
It's not Dean. It's something, but he's that at the end of the
Yeah,
game.
that creepy dude that we were like, oh, okay, we got someone who's gonna keep us safe, and then yeah, no, never
Yeah.
mind.
Also, just a side note. that final fight scene in The Last of Us, where you're play, where we're playing as Ellie, actually have to fight that dude and we're doing the whole
scene. Yeah. Oh my word.
It's one of the most.
Was I completely forgot that was an oh my word. That is literally in that like a diner kind of place, wasn't it? With the fire going on.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. That actually did. That was a very, you know, despite the clickers and runners and all that being terrifying for me, that was a very intense fight to go through. And I think, you know, you just reminded me that I don't know why I keep thinking that was in the second game, but you just reminded me that I'm going to be terrified with that episode because I was terrified playing that. Oh my gosh. Oh my word. Now I just remembered as well where Joel and what is his brother's name? Bill. No, it's not Bill. Joel. Why am I saying Bill? What is his
name? Oh my gosh. Tommy.
There we go. Bill. Where is my head? Joel and Tommy literally have to run from infected. And I remember they get stuck at a gate where there's a whole lot of infected. Just like, yeah. Because they're trying to find Ellie and help Ellie as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's intense. Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot coming.
Oh, my gosh. And like the second... I think the second game is longer than the first game because I remember doing a of the first game and I was able to finish it in a, at some point after I've played it many, many, many times. The second game still takes a to finish. So, yeah.
But we know why. But I'm not going to say why. But we know why. We know why.
Oh,
because one character's story is the longest.
Yes. Oh, but yeah. Anyway. Let's not do it. It's too good, but no, let's not do it.
Yeah, yeah. We can't spoil.
No, we can't. We can't. We don't do spoilers for people. But yeah. That's interesting. I really do wonder how they're gonna bring across that creepy guy though. Because I sort of felt like they had replaced him with the lady that we meet in episode 5. Yeah, in episode 5, the one who leads that resistance. That's after Henry and Sam.
That woman, I do not like that woman. I do not like that woman at all. She kind of reminded me of someone, but I can't remember who exactly. But I don't know if it was from another series or something, but that woman literally... I just could not stand her. Every time she came into a scene, I was like, please, just go away. You're irritating me now. I did not like her character. No offense, but no, I just couldn't.
Oh, so such a bad character. I also like the fact that she's not her brother. She was like, no, I'm not a good person. I'm not here to be a good person. Anyway, this has been a very fun episode for me to have you here, Zoe, and for us to talk literally one of my most favorite games ever, you know.
This was absolutely so fun, and honestly it was like the first podcast ever that I've taken part in, so thank you for being my first experience.
Yeah, you've been a great podcast guest, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Now for the outro, ladies and gentlemen, the Dabblers, I've been you, she has been Zoe, and I usually make people come up with wacky sign out because I do it as well. And you gotta think of yours.
Oh my god.
And to everyone listening, all you zany wacky characters out there in the world. I'm just gonna look to the light, I guess.
Okay. Oh my word.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. You've been a great guest. Thank you for indulging all in that creep. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye and go.
Thank you.
Zoe says bye as well.
Goodbye.